from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A Louisiana man who took a flight to New Jersey to meet a teen girl for sex will spend a lot of years in prison.
Spencer Cottle was sentenced to 7 years in New Jersey State Prison Friday. The Ocean County prosecutor says the 36-year-old man pleaded guilty to sexual assault after he was arrested at Newark Airport last year. A criminal complaint said that in May 2023, Cottle used Snapchat to meet with a 14-year-old girl at a Toms River hotel for sex. A few weeks later, an undercover cop convinced Cottle to fly back to New Jersey from New Orleans for a second encounter, but he was met at the airport by police. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police have identified the body of a man found on a conveyor belt at a Monmouth County recycling facility, but they still have not said how he got there. Dead is 35-year-old Nicholas Holston from Cumberland County. Did he work at the facility? Was it an accident? We don't know. The body was found by a worker there on September 4th. New Jersey lawmakers are debating whether school buses should be equipped with cameras that can record your actions and refer violations to local police. Specifically, tickets would be issued to drivers who pass a bus with their red lights flashing.
Under a measure from Assemblyman Sterling Stanley, a municipality or school district can get monitoring systems installed on the school buses to catch drivers who pass a bus in violation of current law.
This bill is very important to the safety of our children.
Any suspected violation would be forwarded to local police, who then have 90 days to issue a ticket. State Senator Declan O'Scanlan, who's been a staunch opponent of red light cameras, says this bus monitoring idea is a solution in search of a problem.
There's no improvement in safety. It's just a massive increase in fines and tickets written.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
The unsettled weather continues for another couple days here, although rainfall's still looking pretty minimal. Just a sprinkle today, that's it, with thick clouds and relatively cool temperatures. 60 this morning, only upper 60s to around 70 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll call it mostly cloudy, lows dip into the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, 65 to 70. Cloudy and blah. And we could get a little bit wet as spotty showers come into play tomorrow afternoon and evening, especially northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike. New Jersey weather made possible by Investor Schooling. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and more. Sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night. Learn from an expert at Investor Schooling. Register now at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.